we've organised a Zoom meeting for Moretti, Príde Chun Bhaile Galeir, for throughout the Gaeltacht communities, from Tealyn to Gador to the islands and right around the whole Gaeltacht, Rasa. I think it's really important that their voices are heard. I, as a local councillor and also as the chairperson of the Irish Language Committee, I think it's really important that I'm doing the fighting alongside them as well. We saw last year when the Moretti got a compensation for not having the summer courses, I believe that they were let down desperately. They didn't get what I believe that they deserve. Now, people bear in mind that there's a huge investment into your home to get the house to the standards that is expected to keep students. It's also a tradition within the Gaeltacht communities for generations that we have the Irish language students coming to help promote and make sure that the Gaelic lives. And also, which is a massive big factor, is that economically that Moretti, the Gaeltacht community, depend heavily on this money to make sure that they can pay mortgages, send their children to third level education. But granted, when you get that money, it's a big sum all at once. But when you look at the labour and the time that is invested from 6 o'clock in the morning to usually maybe about 1 a.m. The following morning, it's a long day's work for 8-9 weeks. So Moretti are very vital cog within the Gaeltacht community. Their voices have to be heard and heard very clearly, and the minister needs to do the right thing for Moretti, not just the colleges but the Moretti, which is the main cog within the Gaeltacht community when it comes to the Irish language students.
You believe one of the reasons that they haven't had what you believe they deserve is that they're not united as such, they're not organised, and you think it's time for that to happen? You think it's time for the Moretti to speak with a united voice?
Yeah, well, look, this is my opinion. I grew up in a house where we used to keep students, and I have a fair understanding of it. I do believe, when it's not the case of me telling people what to do, but it's what I would like to see, is that Moretti would set up maybe a cooperative, that they're organised, that their concerns are being listened to and expressed by a one voice, and that is by themselves and through a cooperative and an organisation that will fight in the interest of the Moretti and no one else. I think it's really important.